We're doing the Drashot Aran. We're up to page Shin Chafav in the Shalem edition in the Masad Rav Kook edition. If anyone wants the Shalem edition, it's over there. Zeh be'emet inyan mevo'ar. And this is really something very clear, as we will see in a minute. Aran says what we discussed, that the time a person's born can affect him. That's clear, being that there is an impact from the forces above, down below, so then it makes sense, logically, that they will have an impact that's in line with their force, as we'll see. And when we look at the physical world, so then don't be surprised if people will have different genes and people will be predisposed in different directions. You see it, people's metabolisms are different. People are born with a shorter temper, calmer. You see it in your little kids. I didn't tell you guys. One of the kids, when they were born, when I would try calming them in the middle of the night, they'd get up crying. I tried singing them Zmiros like I sung the other kids. Wouldn't calm down. And then one time in frustration, I started singing Ki Eshmerah Shabbat, the Sfaradi tune. And with that, the kid calmed down. So look at that. The kid's 2 months old, and this girl would only calm down with Sfaradi songs. No Ashkenazi songs. Now you look at that and you say, what's going on here? Another kid, you'd sing a song, and he'd calm down. You switch tunes, he'd start crying all over again. And if I didn't see it, I wouldn't believe it. You ask yourself, at 3 months old, he could tell I switched tunes? Yeah, okay, go figure. You start seeing that there are things that a person's predisposed. It's not predetermined. It is predisposed. So he says, yes, there are things in our physical makeup that affect us. And that shouldn't bother us.
Can you say that to Islam? And you're singing something different, like it's something new to the kids here. I'm curious. How do you know it's that she's got like an affinity for Sephardi tunes?
How come I couldn't calm her down with Ashkenazi tunes, and I could calm her down with Sephardi tunes? Maybe.
It's a psychological thing at the same time. Also, it's, you know, that's what's pleasant to that's what's pleasant to their mind, to their into their heart. Like music, it's an art, so it's not just it's not like you're learning mathematics when you're listening to music or hearing a song or something. It's something that has a much deeper effect in a psychological kind of way.
Let's leave the example, because the example isn't what's important. The concept that the Ran is trying to say is that within our physical makeup, we're different. Some people are hotter, some people are colder, some people are more even-tempered, and some people are less. There are aspects of the physical makeup of a person which change, and they affect him. A person will be more predisposed. Wait, aval b'mashu nimshach mitzat tchunot nafshiyot, but when it comes to a person's soul, that's where we have to discuss, am I affected? There, hinei ze tzich biur, that needs clarification. Ech yitchayev sheyeh kefi ha-marechet achi shena nefesh mushpat mimena. How can you say that physical forces, the stars, the constellations, will affect the soul? You have to say that something above that affects us. How can something physical affect something spiritual? That's his question. Can you say that the constellations will affect my soul? That's the challenge he's facing. The answer here. He says he can't ignore the fusion of soul and body. The soul does not act alone. It needs the body to act in the world. If the soul would act alone, in safek shayani ananim shachachal ma'arechet klal. If the soul would act without a body, then yes, the soul couldn't be affected by physical changes, by the constellations, or by a person's physical makeup. Aval mipnei shehu shehi, kshetifal o kshetitpein melo atchunot yiyye bemtzut kelim gufiim, but being that the soul only can affect or become affected, only can work within the physical world, within a physical body, so then physical changes can also affect the soul. So this goes back to our discussion And that's why the Talmud says there in Tractate Shabbos, Haimande Bitzadike Gavran Tzadkanye, Haimande Madimye Gvar Ashich Damaye. The Talmud says over there, depending on what constellation a person's born under, a person might have a tendency to spill more blood. Amarava, and Rava says, Anabi Madim Avai, I was born under the constellation of Madim. Yes, I have that tendency to spill blood. Amale Abaye, Manami Anishve Katil. And so Abaye tells him, yes, Rabbi, that's why you're the one in court who actually punishes and kills. You were born on the... You do have that tendency to spill blood. Okay, you do it within the jurisdiction of the law. But you do that. So, Rava says, I was born under that constellation. Am I predisposed to spill blood? His contemporary Abaye says, yeah. Yeah, you do. Hinei amagadav shemitzad shemnat bakochav oya muhan lanish and shimeshe yechtulo. That Abaye was telling him, yes, that affected you. If you were born under a different constellation, you'd be squeamish. How come some people are squeamish, some people aren't?
Squeamish?
You know, you get.
Ki yesh tekzat anvashot achana chazaka meod beze. Because we do find that people do have a stronger predisposition in a specific direction. Again, not predetermined, predisposition. You have people, look, I see it with my own kids. Yeah, I see it with my siblings. I have a sibling that when he'd have to get a shot at the doctor, he would faint, literally. I have a sibling that as a child, and I have it with my own kids too, they came to take blood and he's standing there watching. Gee, that's interesting. They're sticking the needle into his arm, the blood's coming out, and he's like, interesting. Okay, so he became a doctor. Today he's a doctor. He does it himself. What?
And a nurse made fun of me for doing that once because I was sitting there watching. He's like, you don't know, usually this
away. Yeah?
Why should to make sure they hit the right thing?
Otherwise, it'll be in vain.
Otherwise, you'll have to suffer through Shemesh. Both the vein, you got to. In and out until you find it.
All right. So the Ran says, back to his original question, so then how can the physical world affect the soul? He says, yes, being that the soul is fused with the body and only acts through the body, then the predispositions of the body will also affect the soul. And that's why the verse says, Vaishma Hashem, Vaish Moshe Anav Meod. Now we go back to the first topic we began with. Remember, Miriam and Aaron are talking about their brother Moshe. God hears and will react. And the verse says, God heard and Moshe was extraordinarily humble. Ratza, what the verse meant to say is, Shekol ma shechal al Miriam inon shlo haya mitzad hana'at nefesh Moshe klal. When Miriam was punished, it wasn't because she had hurt Moshe. God heard. Moshe heard. Moshe listens how his brother and sister are speaking inappropriately about him. That's one interpretation that the verse is saying. God heard and Moshe also heard, who was extraordinarily humble. Meaning we ordinarily pause. We say God heard, pause. And Moshe was extraordinarily humble. He didn't deserve what they had said. But there is an interpretation that says it should be read as one. God heard, and Moshe, who was extraordinarily humble, and the inference is, and he also heard. But Moshe wasn't upset. So when Miriam was punished, it wasn't because Moshe was upset by what she said. But on the contrary, it was God who was standing up for Moshe's honor when they spoke of him. And we're starting a long thought, so we're going to have to pick up here B'Zat Hashem next week. So the first idea we saw here, which will lead us to this idea, is the idea that the physical world only affects the soul in as much as it affects the physical body. The physical world does not really affect the soul. And a person can be predisposed based on the physical world, and then his soul decides where to apply that predisposition. So if Rava is predisposed to spill blood, he can do it on behalf of the court, or he can be a murderer. That's his choice. So that's why we say the predisposition is not predetermined. He can be predisposed, but that does not predetermine what he will do with it. And then we'll pick up here again next week with how we apply this to the story of Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam.